Books on Tape presents Absalom, Absalom by William Faulkner. Read by Grover Gardner. Chapter 1. From a little after 2 o'clock until almost sundown of the long, still, hot, weary, dead September afternoon, they sat in what Miss Coldfield still called the office, because her father had called it that. A dim, hot, airless room with the blinds all closed and fastened for 43 summers, because when she was a girl, someone had believed that light and moving air carried heat, and that dark was always cooler, and which, as the sun shone fuller and fuller on that side of the house, became latticed with yellow slashes full of dust motes, which Quentin thought of as being flecks of the dead old dried paint itself blown inward from the scaling blinds, as wind might have blown them. There was a wisteria vine blooming for the second time that summer on a wooden trellis before one window, into which sparrows came now and then in random gusts, making a dry, vivid, dusty sound before going away. And opposite Quentin, Miss Coldfield, in the eternal black, which she had worn for 43 years now, whether for sister, father, or not husband, none knew, sitting so bolt upright in the straight, hard chair that was so tall for her that her legs hung straight and rigid as if she had iron shin-bones and ankles, clear of the floor with that air of impotent and static rage like children's feet, and talking in that grim, haggard, amazed voice until at last listening would renege and hearing sense self-confound, and the long-dead object of her impotent yet indomitable frustration would appear, as though by outraged recapitulation evoked, quiet, inattentive, and harmless, out of the biding and dreamy and victorious dust. Her voice would not cease, it would just vanish. There would be the dim coffin-smelling gloom, sweet and oversweet, with the twice-bloomed wisteria against...